Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. A local arts center is giving the gift of culture this Christmas. The Mulva Cultural Center has removed its entry fees to make art accessible to everyone over the holiday season. Visitors can now enjoy the current Life in Space exhibit and most films in the Discover Auditorium for free. Those attractions would typically carry a fee. Museum Director Marvin Wall says it was the wish of benefactors Jim and Miriam Mulva to eliminate pricing barriers for visitors, so community members and families all around Northeast Wisconsin can enjoy the exhibits time and time again. Wall says with the change happening just before the holidays, the Mulva Cultural Center is the perfect place to spend those cold, snowy days during the holiday break. If you've got someone on your Christmas list who doesn't mind these cold, snowy days, an annual state park admission sticker makes a great gift. This year marks the 125th anniversary of Wisconsin's state park system. With 50 state parks, 44 state trails, and 15 state forests to explore, people who love the outdoors have plenty to keep them busy throughout the year. State park admission stickers are good for an entire year, no matter when you buy them. At $28, the yearly passes pay for themselves in just 3 visits. If you don't need the Christmas gift idea, stickers with the 2026 contest design go on sale January 1st. A Delavandarian High School student's rendition of a black lab swimming with a stick in the water is the featured image on the new stickers. Well, it wasn't a billion-dollar jackpot, but one of our neighbors is $50,000 richer after last weekend's Powerball drawing. Wisconsin lottery officials say a ticket purchased at Quick Trip on College Avenue in Grand Chute matched 4 of the 5 numbers plus the Powerball. That nice little Christmas bonus was one of 3 wins in our state, and we might even have another Miracle Mile going on in Wisconsin. A winning $100,000 ticket was sold at a stop-and-go in Wales, about half an hour west of Milwaukee. That ticket included the $1 power play, doubling the $50,000 prize. That's the second time in just 3 days a winning Powerball ticket of $50,000 or more was sold in Wales. Eau Claire also had a $50,000 winner from Saturday's drawing, but no one scored the billion-dollar jackpot, meaning $1.1 billion is up for grabs in tonight's Powerball drawing. Green Bay's Franklin Middle School is one of 2 Green Bay schools put in secure mode yesterday as police worked in the area to arrest a 27-year-old Green Bay man for allegedly threatening to shoot up a nearby bank. Police took the man into custody around 1 p.m. Green Bay police say the SWAT team and crisis negotiation team were brought in to help with the arrest. Due to the large police presence in the 1300 block of Western Avenue, police say 2 nearby schools were notified to secure the buildings as a precaution. School leaders say all students were safe and the school day continued as normal. The suspect is in custody at the Brown County Jail. Anyone with information is asked to call Green Bay Police. You can remain anonymous by calling Crime Stoppers at 432-STOP. If you don't have your Christmas packages in the mail yet, today is the day. U.S. postal workers say packages sent using the most affordable Ground Advantage service at the post office must be shipped today to make sure they arrive in time for Christmas. If you're a last-minute shopper and shipper, you can also use FedEx or UPS all the way up to the day before Christmas, but it'll cost you. Add on about $50 to overnight a small package. Items weighing more than 10 pounds can easily exceed $100 to $150 for shipping alone. And if you're going to be spending that kind of cash for shipping, it might be cheaper to just deliver the package yourself. According to GasBuddy.com, gas prices in our area have dropped to the lowest they've been in years. The average price in Green Bay right now is around $2.44 a gallon. That's around 30 cents cheaper than they were last year at this time. Fuel experts say they expect the prices to continue on the downward trend. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
On to the Final Four. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Women's college volleyball, the Wisconsin Badgers in Kansas City for the NCAA Final Four, the tournament to decide the next national champion in volleyball. Mimi Collier, nominated for Player of the Year, on the team with a chance to win it all this weekend after beating the number one seed Texas in the regionals 3-1.
Most unreal feeling. It still hasn't fully soaked in, but I for sure think that was the most connective we've been throughout a match. Just keeping our heads up, and even though we lost that third set, we stuck with it and came back even stronger the fourth set.
Wisconsin plays Kentucky 8 p.m. tomorrow night. Coverage on ESPN. NFL, the Packers on the practice field. They play the Bears in Chicago Saturday night. Still bruised and banged up after the Broncos game. Running back Josh Jacobs dealing with swelling in his left knee that he injured last month in New York against the Giants.
He's battling through. This guy's as tough as they come. I'll never count him out of the fight, I'll tell you that.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today with highs in the low 30s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of a little bit of light freezing rain, some rain and some snow. And then tomorrow, rain changing to snow with temperatures falling fast through much of the day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.